Welcome to the Bardcast. It's Shakespeare, you dicks. We are your hosts here on Boxing Day. I am Lisa Ann Goldsmith.
I'm Owen Thompson, but I didn't get the memo that we changed the name of the podcast.
What did I say?
You said it's Shakespeare, you dicks.
Well, aren't there more of you today?
Well, but the name of the podcast is not you dicks, it's you dick.
Well, guys, this is one of our quiz shows, and I've already started imbibing. And besides, we have more than one listener, so I was being all inclusive.
You're being, I knew it's your relentless commitment to inclusivity. I know.
That's right, you motherfucker. So shut up. Anyway, we are being joined by two dear friends of the podcast, Patrick Lawler.
Yo.
At Harper York. Hi, you guys.
Hello.
Hey, you dicks. And dickuses.
And dickuses.
And dickuses, that's right. Hey, Owen, that's would you right. like to
And Dickenses.
And Dickenses. And Dickenses.
The ghost of Christmas trying to come.
Oh, God. Maybe that should be our Christmas episode next year, Owen. The Bardcast, it's Shakespeare, you Dickenses.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, okay, sure. We have a whole year to talk about it.
That's right.
Okay. We have a whole year to talk her out of it.
There have been other Christmas episodes that we've been talked out of.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Well, I remember. Huh?
Yeah, we wrote. Oh, man.
Well, better not to say.
Yeah, better not to say. We wrote another parody that was not.
It would have gotten us canceled. 100%.
It was so not PC, like even for us.
Yeah, it was not good. We were lucky to be talked out of it.
That's true. So Owen, would you like to explain to our listeners what?
Sure. So we're calling this episode Quizzical Shakespeare because we have invited our two lovely friends who are both fantastic Shakespearean actors to join us as we quiz each other on all things Shakespeare. And Lisa Ann has compiled a fairly lengthy list of Shakespeare quizzes. I don't know that we will get to all of them, but there are fully, my goodness,
on the internet.
One of them.
Yeah.
And so the idea is none of us have seen these quizzes. We're going to take turns as quote unquote quiz master. And, or I guess you can't use the primary quizzer.
Yeah.
And then, for instance, like if this I start, person. I will read the questions. And now one thing we didn't decide is I guess we quiz people in order. It's not like who rings in first, like Jeopardy or anything like that.
No, because we don't have that. We don't have those capabilities.
We don't have that technology. Listeners, you know, if we get some more Patreon support, maybe the technology game can be upped. But anyway. So we'll take that in turn, and then I'll be a quizmaster, Lisa and Patrick Harper, in whatever order. And the idea is that we're going to play until somebody gets 50 points. That's and then right. That person will be declared the Shakespeare, what, Lisa Ann? What will they be declared?
Genius.
The Shakespeare Nerd? Genius.
Wow. I can see how you guys have made almost 100 episodes.
Yes.
That kind of quick. Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
So good.
And they're all this good.
All right. But so we were, yes, we decided we were going to do this like Trivial Pursuit, that we'll figure out what person goes first that round, perhaps by picking a number from 1 to 10 or something. And then if they get the question right, they get to keep going.
Right.
Right.
And then we'll move on to the next person, et cetera, until either we run out of questions on the quiz, or if there are a million of them, we will decide to do however many we decide when we see them. Patrick has a question.
Yes.
Yes. Hi. when you're the quiz master or mistress.
Or person.
The quizzor.
Yeah.
You do not get to answer the questions. I'm
correct.
Guessing.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Do you get points if people cannot answer it? Is this, you know?
Oh, I like that. If nobody gets it right, you get a point.
The quizzer gets the point.
Ooh.
Well, that
although that, I think also we if somebody misses it, we should throw it to the next person to see if they can get it. And then if all three don't get it, then the quizzing person
yeah,
gets
a point.
How about that?
Yes. Yeah. The Quizinatrix.
There you go. Well,
okay, that's it. I think we've settled on it.
Okay, so I'll start by being the Quizinatrix.
Okay. Quizinatrix. Yes. And which quiz are we doing? Which number?
Well, see, now that was my question, though. Do you want the people who answer the quiz should decide on a number between the three of you?
I think isn't it easier for the quiz person to just pick a number?
Fuck it. Okay.
Fuck democracy. I hate democracy.
I'm picking
this week. Jesus.
Number 10.
Number 10.
From Shakespeare, but don't look, you guys. From Shakespeare.
Oh, right. We're not opening it. Only you are, right?
Right.
Got it.
Okay. So the first question is,
who's going first?
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking of a number from 1 to 10. Harper.
Oh, we need to guess it.
No, Patrick.
4.
No, Owen.
7.
No, Harper.
10.
No, Patrick.
6.
What did you say?
6.
Yes, you go first.
All right.
And then we'll go in order. Patrick, L.A., Harper, Owen. And if I'm reading, then it goes Patrick, Harper, Owen.
Got it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so the first question, the very first question.
Is there a name? Does this quiz have a name?
It's called the Shakespeare Geek Quiz.
Got it. Uh-huh. That's appropriate.
Yeah, right. I thought so. And I think it's maybe one of the harder ones. And I also think that this may be one of the quizzes that has a lot of quizzes.
If we get bored with it, we'll move on.
Okay.
That gummy
Everybody's drinking, by the way, if you haven't been able to tell.
And other various and assorted.
Yeah, I think my gummy just hit. My lips are all weird. So, here we go.
Okay, first question. Patrick. Which country? This is a multiple choice. I will give you the
option. Oh,
can I suggest something?
Oh, if you can answer it, you get 2 points.
Right. So yes, if you answer without needing the multiple choices, then you get 2 points. If you need the multiple choice, you only get one.
Okay.
Patrick, which country did Henry V rule?
Oh. I'm gonna go out there and say England and France.
Correct.
Do they include France in the answer?
They did.
Better.
They should. Yeah, good. Good for them.
Yeah. Oh, is that?
Patrick gets 2.
They're going to be that way about it, huh? Okay.
Okay. Here. Then question number 2, Patrick. What is the tragic flaw of Macbeth?
Did you just really say it?
She does all the time on this pod.
Okay, now that's okay. I'm going to, you know, I have my
the answers. I can give you the options.
Yeah, give me the options because there are a couple of ways I can go, but I'll just take the options.
Ambition, greed, jealousy, indecisiveness.
Yes. at one point or another in the play, yes. But I'm going to go with ambition. That was my original. I'd say the overarching is ambition in that, personally.
Correct.
Thank you.
Ding, 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 ding. Where nobody's ever going to get to answer again. We never should have let him.
Oh, shut up. No, I'm an idiot. Okay.
Question 3.
With the multiple choices, I think that any one of us could probably run the table, but let's
keep going. I think you're right. You know, I think that's, I don't think it's fair.
Ooh, do you want to eliminate multiple choice?
Okay, here's a suggestion.
No,
if you take multiple choice, you're done after that one, whether you get it right or not.
What's that?
If you take multiple choice, you're done after the question, whether you get it right or not.
Oh, that's good.
That's good.
I will cede my place then and allow
Harper
next person. Is it Harper next?
Yes.
I am next.
So that means you will pick a quiz.
I thought we ran your quiz.
Yeah, we keep going down your quiz.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So Shakespeare Geek Quiz. We're on question number 3.
Yeah, because we only used two questions.
So you're never going to have to answer a question, huh?
Well, no, but I think this is a really long one, so I may stop at 15.
Okay.
Fair and arbitrary.
Harper, who is the character known for his witty wordplay in Taming of the Shrew?
Oh, I mean, there are so many. I guess
Go
you
ahead,
better give me the you better give me the multiple choice.
All right. Tranio, Hortensio, Petruchio, Grumio.
Well, didn't you actually eliminate any of them?
No, I didn't.
I mean, I actually think Petruchio is quite witty, but I'm going to go with Tranio.
Incorrect. Grumio.
No!
For his witty word.
It's Grumio?
Yes.
That would have been my fourth.
Grumio. Yeah.
Four favors I have fondly flattered her with. All, please.
I was going with Petruchio without multiple choice. I protest.
And so here's the thing.
I would have gone with Hortensio. So there you go.
Well, I've played Hortensio. I know he can be mumble mouth.
Here's the thing on this question, because there's like 2,000 questions, we can report the previous question and say we think it's bullshit.
Okay. Report the question.
I'm doing right now.
Because it's definitely not Grumio.
I say give Harper another shot.
I agree.
Kind of bullshit. That was kind of bullshit. So
I agree.
Wait a minute. I'm sending them an email.
Can I?
Is this like? Is there a Shakespeare like Yelp role? Site?
What?
It's like. Is this like Yelp?
No, it's ShakespeareGeek.com. But I am going to send this from the Bardcast to Dick, and I'm saying quiz question ID 1719. It's definitely not Grumio dash. It's Petruchio, you dicks.
It's definitely Petruchio. Yeah.
I don't know. I think Tranio, but
all right. Well,
that's what I voted. But
may I propose another rule?
Sure.
How about if somebody is we get a question like that, if one of the two non-answerers cries bullshit, and the other one agrees, then it's like a do-over. You get another question.
Sure,
love the rule.
Okay, good.
Okay,
but we have to be in agreement, though.
Right, so we're giving Harper a deal. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I cry bullshit, so if he agrees, then yeah.
No, I agree.
Yeah. Okay.
I agreed.
So number four, who devises a plan to make Beatrice and Benedict fall in love with each other?
Well, yeah, no, Don Pedro.
Correct.
Woo!
Woo-hoo! So she gets 2 points, or no, 1 point. Are we doing 1 point? But you get to go on, right? That's it.
No, she didn't.
No, no,
do
no.
The,
2 points because she didn't use the multiple choice.
Okay. Next question, Harper. Who disguises himself as a tutor in the play Taming of the Shrew?
Hortensio.
What did you say? Who did you say?
Said Hortensio.
No, it's Lucentio, is what this
says. I cry bullshit.
Bullshit.
He
it's both of them.
I
have to send another email.
Oh, by the way, Lisa, and that's that picture I just sent you too. That's that scene.
One tutor's in grammar, one tutor's in music.
That's right. And so they're going to get so many fucking emails from us by the time
they're going to basically know why you have "you dick" in the title of your thing. They're going to be like, "Dicks, come on!" But they'll say "dicks," so it'll piss Owen off.
Okay, all right, next one. Or I mean, actually, your first. Well, yes. Who is the reigning?
Wait, no, it's still Harper.
Yes,
it's still Harper.
Yeah,
I know. Who was the reigning monarch of England during the Elizabethan era?
Well, I'd have to say Elizabeth the First of England, but, you know, if that's incorrect.
Correct!
Then... Oh!
Edmund Blackadder.
No, I can't. These are so easy. Number seven. Which city was the center of political and cultural life in Elizabethan England?
Oh, well, might it be London? Though, from Shakespeare's
Yes.
plays,
Either
Verona
that or
gets a lot of
Shropshire.
attention. Harper's got 6 points.
Could it be York? Oh, sorry.
Fucking Christ.
Oh,
I may have to stop
oh,
after 10
ouch.
because this is terrible.
Yeah, if you get to 10, I think it moves on to the next person no
I
matter
think
what.
that's fair. Yeah. Okay. Question eight. What role do the witches play in Macbeth?
Wow. I mean, I know what I would say, but I have no idea what the choices even are.
That's
So I'm going to go with the multiple choices here.
one, they are Macbeth's servants. Two, they are the king's advisors. Three, they are the messengers of fate. And four, they are Macbeth's cousins.
I'm Bertie Macbeth from Tennessee.
Well, I mean, in plenty of stagings of this nowadays, they actually do insert the witches as other characters, like Lennox and the like. But of these choices, it's got to be three. Though I do love Macbeth's cousin.
I do too.
I
But
know, that's
that
great.
is correct. All right, so you get 1 point, but we move on to Owen.
Moving
So
on to
the
Owen.
score is currently Harper 7, Patrick 3.
Owen. Question nine. Who brings the news of Hero's innocence to Claudio?
Who does bring the news of it of her innocence to Claudio?
Ooh.
I think I, you know what? I think I know, but I'm going to have to ask for the multiple choice, says.
Friar Francis, Benedict, Dogberry, Don Pedro.
Yeah, it's Friar Francis.
Incorrect.
What?
Oh.
Dogberry and his watchmen bring the news of Hero's innocence.
Oh, right. That's right. Because
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right. Because
Did
they
not I tell you she was,
accidentally
although
uncover it.
he does say, did not I tell you she was innocent?
Right.
Because I played that.
Yeah, it's Dogberry and the watch.
So back to Patrick for question 10. Patrick, who persuades Coriolanus to spare Rome?
I'm gonna, I don't know Coriolanus well, so I'm gonna go with the multiple choice right off the bat.
One, Volumnia. Two, Virgilia. Three, Valeria. Or four, Volumnia's servant.
Is the servant's name like start with a
It's Victor, but they don't want to
V?
put
Victor Volumnia.
it.
That was a great movie, by the way. I'm gonna go with Volumnia.
On.
That would be my guess. Correct.
But now I gotta give it to, I'm gonna blow my nose and give it to Harper.
Okay.
Don't know what that meant. I'm
Well,
sorry.
so that is the end of my round, which
Oh.
that Harper is
All
the next
right.
quiz master.
I am the
Oh.
next quiz master.
And
All
you get to
right.
pick one of these numbers. So I
So that
picked
was number
10.
10, right?
Yeah, I picked 10, but I could conceivably go on with that quiz if I wanted to, because we did questions 1 through 10.
I'm going with lucky number 13.
Oh, nice. That's Folger.edu.
So this is
Yes,
Shakespeare and Beyond, right?
yes.
It's quiz Shakespeare trivia. But yeah, it's from the Shakespeare Folger Library, which, if you've never had the chance to go there, pretty fucking great place. All right. Let's see if I can actually access, read more.
Never
You
been in
might
the
have to copy it.
open up the things. All right, this has seven questions. Seven questions. Only seven.
Lisa Ann is first.
All right.
I mean,
All right.
I'm asking.
No, because it goes, oh, you have to
Yes, it
go.
would be Lisa Ann,
Because
because you're
I had
after
passed.
Patrick and
That's
before
right.
me.
That's right.
So, all right.
Yeah.
All right. Just trying to get to the able to actually read that word. The old reading glasses, other side of 40. It's just a
They look great. Child. Jesus.
Okay. For Lisa Ann. Honor of Felicipitudinis, the longest word mentioned in any of Shakespeare's plays, is spoken in which play?
Ooh, I have a guess. It's only a guess.
Do they?
There is multiple choices.
All right, well, let me think about that.
Okay.
Think about that.
Harper, could you spell that?
I could, but it would take a while. Would you like me to?
No. No, I'm just... Say it again, though, if you would.
Honor of... Oh, yes. Yes, for you, Patrick, anything. Honor of Felica Batutilatubidinis. That was different than I said it the first time.
well, you know, this is a stab in the dark, but I swear I remember this for some reason. Is it Love's Labour's Lost?
That was my guess.
Love's Labour's Lost? Correct.
Woo! Mine as well. Woo!
It is spoken
now,
by
these
Custer.
Are not multiple choice. Am I correct?
These are multiple choice, yes.
Oh, they are. Okay.
But Lisa, but you got it without the multiple choice.
I got it without
the 2 points.
So you get 2 points and you get to go on.
Yes. Yes. I'm ready.
All right. Which iconic character, thought to be modeled after English political leader John Oldcastle, appears on stage in three of Shakespeare's plays?
Falstaff?
Well, that's definitely correct. This one is not a multiple choice one.
What do you have to do?
He's only in three, huh? Yeah, he is. That's right.
Yeah, he's in three on stage.
Yeah.
This one I actually had to type in whatever name you chose.
Really?
Yep, Falstaff, but it's correct.
Woo!
Henry IV, Parts 1 and 2, and Merry Wives of Windsor.
That's right. He's named in Henry
V. That's the
five,
beginning of Henry V, but he's off stage and, well, dying.
Dead. Yeah.
Yeah. The very sad about it.
Yeah.
All right. Number three. Lisa Ann, which of Shakespeare's plays was first recorded on film?
I know this, Owen, because we did all of those
episodes. Yeah, we did. I think I remember which one it is.
Isn't it King John? Isn't there like a super early version of King John?
You got to answer, baby.
Yeah, you have to answer, or you can take
King John.
Multiple choices.
King John. I'm gonna say King John.
King John is correct.
Woo! Nicely done.
Really?
Yep.
I should listen to your podcast.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, an 1899 silent film of King John.
That is that's a bizarre fact, isn't it?
It is
it
a bizarre
really
fact.
Is.
But I remember, you know, like I remember things that, you know, are weird because they stick out, right?
That's a seriously underrated play, by the way.
It is, but if you didn't know that that was the answer, I don't think you would ever guess it.
No, I didn't know, and I've done the play twice, and I had no idea.
You are the
I only
only
knew
person.
It because we did all of that research on films on Shakespeare.
Wait a minute, we did it during the pandemic, so three times I've done it.
Oh wow!
Okay. I only know if people have done King John once, so three times. Well done, Patrick.
I only did it once, but when I did it, John Goodman was the bastard.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Nice.
That's pretty good. I had nobody famous in any of the ones. Oh, yeah, the dude from the Cosby Show. Oh, God.
Malcolm Jamal Warner?
Yeah.
Really?
No, it wasn't Malcolm Jamal Warner. It was the brother-in-law. God. I can't think of his name, but it was at the Soldiers and Sailors Monument in Riverside Park.
My mom did a
Soldiers Monument in Pittsburgh.
My mom did Othello in the 50s with Earl Hyman, who was Cosby's dad on the show.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Oh, no. Owens. Not Jeffrey Owens. I can't think of his last name. Something Owens. Anyway, yeah, he was Hubert.
All right.
Moving on.
Moving on. Beyond. Yes, apparently that King John film was also only 4 minutes long, but still. Nevertheless.
Yeah, you can tell that story in 4 minutes.
I am. Yeah, you just have Philip come out, say a couple things, have Arthur leap off a wall and fail, and then you wrap it up.
Yeah, the good All part, right. you got to get the child murder in, otherwise.
All right, next question.
Next question, and you will have to stop after this one because it is by construction, multiple choice, and
All
you
right,
don't
that's
have any
fair.
Other choice.
That's fair.
Of these four Shakespeare plays, which was the earliest? Much Ado About Nothing,
uh-huh.
Hamlet,
uh-huh.
The Taming of the Shrew,
uh-huh.
The Tempest.
It's not Tempest. It's not Hamlet.
What was the last one? The Tempest?
The Tempest.
I think okay. I'm going to say it's Shrew.
I would also say Shrew.
It is.
And it is Shrew.
Woo!
Woo!
You're all so smart.
All right, but I have to stop because it was by nature a multiple choice question.
It was by nature a multiple choice. So 7 points for Lisa Ann.
Nice.
Nice. So
we're off to Owen now, right?
Owen, yeah.
Yep. Oh, and once again, this is also by definition multiple choice.
Oh.
Such goes the way of the Shakespeare quizzes that we didn't make.
That's right.
Owen, which of these plays features the female character with the most lines in all of Shakespeare's plays?
Easy.
Is it? I mean, actually, if you just want to call it out, I don't have to. There are four yeah. choices. If you want to go for it
well,
without.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure I know what it is. But since I mean, if I would, if there were, if I weren't forced to multiple choice, I would try. But if
you don't have to multiple choice.
I would say go for
okay,
it.
So in
go
other words,
it.
Okay. Well,
yeah,
I will
it.
Say as you like it.
As you like it. That is correct.
Woohoo!
Rosalind, most lines.
Nice.
Well done. All right, next question. Owen, which of Shakespeare's title roles has the fewest lines?
Okay, hold on. Oh, that's tricky because the first one that comes to my mind is in two plays, so that's probably not correct. Unless they count, they're probably counting both those plays.
Well, actually, I've got a guess. Yeah.
And that plays super short. I'm going to ask for the multiple choice.
All right, here comes the multiple choice. Julius Caesar, King Lear, Pericles, or Henry V?
Of course, I'm so dumb. It's Julius Caesar.
Julius Caesar. It's correct.
But I must stop and yield to Patrick.
Indeed. And here comes the last question of this quiz.
Oh, great.
You can
what is...
continue, Patrick. It'll just be Owen asking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, works by me. Patrick, what is Shakespeare's shortest play?
Is it the Scottish play?
Is that an answer?
Is that your answer?
I'm going to say Macbeth, yes. It's either that or Comedy of Errors, and I'm going to go with that.
I would guess Comedy of Errors. But
that's what I would guess.
But Patrick has gone for Macbeth.
I'm going for the Scottish play. So
the Scottish play. It is not on the list of multiple choices, so you are wrong.
What are the choices?
What are the multiple choices?
Yeah, what are they?
The choices
I mean,
are
I'm out anyway.
You're out. But the choices are Measure for Measure.
No.
Henry VI, Part 3. No. Definitely not. That plays long. Othello and the Comedy of Errors. Yeah.
Comedy of Errors. Oh, Comedy of Errors. Okay. All right. I should have gone for the. I got greedy.
Macbeth is the shortest tragedy.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's some consolation.
And right. That ends my quiz.
Well, that's good because now we just go Lisa Ann with Owen asking.
That's
oh,
right.
Am I asking now? Okay.
Yes.
What number are you doing?
I will go for lucky number three.
Ooh.
Lucky yep. number three. Okay.
But I have to open somehow.
That is the
this takes me to a website. Okay.
Britannica.
Are we ready? Yes, this is the Britannica quiz.
Yes.
It looks like there are 13 questions. So who am I asking first?
Me.
Ah, all right, Lisa Ann. Hold on. I'm just trying to see things here. Okay. In which of the following plays by Shakespeare does the character Claudius appear?
Oh.
Oh my God, it's gonna be like
say
that.
Hamlet.
Yes, it's I have okay, yes, it's him. So you get 2 points for that question. Hold on.
Omelet.
Okay, hold on. I'm scoring
Omelet.
that. All right, next. I have a feeling this is gonna be super easy. What is the name of the penniless Venetian who asks his friend for a loan in The Merchant of Venice?
I think it's penniless, isn't it?
I would think it's penniless, but
Yeah,
Penny
I,
doesn't have
maybe
a
he
pen
didn't have a
either.
pen.
Did you say
He might have. Did I say penniless?
penniless? You said penniless,
You did
yes.
say penniless.
I'm drinking. What do you want?
Well,
Yes, it is the
another
penniless
drink.
Venetian who asked his friend for a loan in The Merchant of Venice. Who is it?
Bassanio.
That is correct. Lisa Ann is bursting into a commanding lead. Which of these plays by Shakespeare uses a statue to reveal a most dramatic secret?
The Winter's Tale.
That is correct.
Yay. Ooh, I
Lisa
gotta
Ann
stand
is
up for
up
a
to
second.
13 now. Okay.
I have 14.
Which theater was accidentally set alight by a cannon fired to mark the king's entrance on stage during a performance of Shakespeare's Henry VIII in 1613?
The Guthrie.
You wish.
You mean the IKEA in Minneapolis?
There are multiple choices if you want them.
Well, I'm caught between two, so let me think about this for a second. Can you read the question to me again?
Which theater, with an RE, was accidentally set alight by a cannon fired to mark the king's entrance on stage during a performance of Shakespeare's Henry VIII in 1613?
I'm going to say the Globe.
That is correct. It was
Correct.
not the Hope, the Fortune, or the Swan, which were the other
The
choices.
Swan was the one that I was going between, but I was
Oh,
pretty.
that wouldn't have helped you then.
No, it would not have helped me.
Okay, this actually is by nature. This has to be
Okay,
multiple choice.
that's fair.
Which of the following poems was not written by William Shakespeare? The Phoenix and the Turtle, The Rape of Lucrece, Venus and Adonis, or The Prelude?
What was the first one?
The Phoenix and the Turtle, The Rape of Lucrece,
No.
Venus and Adonis, or The Prelude?
I'm going to say the Prelude.
That is correct. It
Correct.
was written by
Yes.
another William Wordsworth.
Sorry, I'm over here. I've got a cramp in my
I just
leg.
ordered a book of Shakespeare.
So who are we? So that
I'm done
caps you for a
because that
moment. So
was, yeah.
who is next?
That would be
Harper.
me.
Harper.
Yes.
Harper. Which was the first play on Roman themes written by Shakespeare?
Oh.
Ooh. Oh.
On Roman themes.
Did you say the first play?
The fir what which
Yes.
was the first play on Roman themes written by Shakespeare? And I can give you multiple choices if you so desire.
I do not desire. I will just go with Julius Caesar.
I am sorry, that is incorrect.
Oh.
Do we throw it to anybody else
Well,
for bonus points?
yeah. Who's next?
I don't
Patrick.
know.
Patrick would get it next.
I think it's Patrick.
It
So,
is.
Patrick?
That would be tight ass
Yes,
Andronicus.
that's what
That
I was
is
about.
correct.
Definitely Titus Andronicus.
That is correct. Okay. But that was just like
Yeah,
a
it's just a bonus point.
right.
It's a bonus point.
So
Yeah,
is
bonus
it
point.
who's but is it Patrick next or
Yes,
who?
I think it
Yeah,
is.
well, it is
Patrick
Patrick
goes on to
next. Okay.
Patrick. Yeah. It's
Great, great.
just it. That was just a brag.
All right. This okay.
Love tight. One of my
Between
favorite things.
whom? Oh dear. Between whom does a merry war, in quotes, of words go on in Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing? Could it
Beatrice and
be?
Benedict, maybe?
Yes, of course
Yes,
it is, you
indeed.
son of a bitch. Okay, next.
Was going to do a Paul Lynde answer, but
The
You have
writings,
enough to remember.
okay, this is a little bit better. The writings of which, okay, this is actually multiple choice by its nature. Well, unless you can pull it out of your ass, I'd be impressed. The writings of which man acted as the main source of historical material for many Elizabethan playwrights? Actually, it's not that hard,
Is
but
it? I mean, I'm Plutarch.
is that your
Wait,
guess?
is yeah? It's the life, the Plutarch's Lives of Rome, famous Romans and Greeks.
I have a guess
Wait, I
about
don't know.
it.
Maybe I misunderstand the question. Read it again.
The writings of which man acted as the main source of historical material for many Elizabethan
Yeah.
playwrights? Plutarch?
I'm going to
Is
say
that
Plutarch.
that's your final answer?
Yes.
It is
It's a good
incorrect.
choice.
It's a good choice,
I have a
but
good
it's
choice,
wrong.
though, but it's Holinshed.
Oh, it's Holinshed's Chronicles.
Yes.
Oh, fuck me. Okay,
Yes.
yeah.
But wait
Yes.
a minute,
Sorry.
wasn't I able to guess?
Not
Damn you,
anymore.
wine. Damn you.
I
Oh,
jumped. Well, I
yes.
was
It
going to
was
say, I mean,
Anne.
Holinshed, who was who I was going to say
Too
it.
bad.
But let Lisa Ann guess.
What
It's
a
over. We're moving on. Lisa
Sorry.
Ann, you're next,
I'm so
right?
sorry.
I've taken that point, bitch.
You should have it.
I'm gonna.
Wine, I hate you.
So this is for Lisa Ann, am I correct?
Yes.
All right. Which historical character created by Shakespeare boasts that he can, quote, set the murderous Machiavel to school?
Say that again.
Which historical character created by Shakespeare boasts that he can, quote, set the murderous Machiavel to school?
Is this a multiple choice?
It is.
I'm going to take it because I'm not good at the histories.
Is it Henry V, Henry VI, Richard II, or Richard Duke of Gloucester?
I'm going to say Richard, Duke of Gloucester.
That is
Spot
correct.
on.
Woo!
Can
In
he do
pre-Henry
that
VI.
and cannot get a crown?
Yes.
Tut, were it farther off, he'd pluck it down.
Yes. I played that part. It was awesome.
I'm
He
fucking
is
I
dead.
hate you because that's the part
Oh
I
my
always
God. Yeah. I'm jealous. It is such a
I'm
powerhouse role. Oh
sure
my
it
God.
is, and go to hell. I mean, good for you. All
Asshole.
right.
I mean,
So
great.
you got that. Oh, wait, but that was
Yeah,
multiple choice,
so
so
it
that's
goes
a
on to Harper.
stopper. I
Yeah.
scored it. Patrick is
I
next,
have
or Harper? No,
19
Harper's
at the
next. Harper's
moment.
next.
Great. Harper's next. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I get a point for that. A bonus point?
That's right. She does.
For
Or is
what?
it just a brag point?
We should
For
both
what?
get it because she answered, but I should have.
Oh, well, the Hollinshead?
Yes. No,
I'm adding a point.
yeah. So
No.
Harper has eight. I have,
Yes.
Owen has two. Patrick has four. I
I
have.
have three, thank you very much.
Oh,
Three.
that's what I meant to say.
I wasn't taking the
And
Holinshed point.
I'd have
Well,
another
that's
one
fine. Oh,
if I'd have
yes,
at least another
absolutely.
one if I had this question. In
Okay.
which play in Shakespeare do witches appear in an important role?
Oh,
depends
well.
on the production, I'd say.
I'm just going to mark
I
those points down right now.
was going to say, easily Macbeth, though Margaret, the Queen Mother, is often seen as a witch in those Henry plays.
That's
So, but yeah,
true. Joan
Macbeth.
Lapuccell is a witch.
That's
I
right.
think Ariana,
True.
I think
Joan
Adriana
Lapuccell is
is
a
the
witch.
witch.
And in fact,
Titania's a fairy.
Joan Lapuccell is a witch, and the quote-unquote witches in that play are not witches. They are weird sisters. That's
That's right.
not. They are never called witches, ever.
They are not. You're absolutely right.
Actually, I've been in a couple of plays with a couple of witches who I'm not going to name right now.
So that brings Harper to 10.
Yes.
Next, in which of the following plays by Shakespeare does the comic character Falstaff appear?
Well,
Well,
it,
that
well,
would
she
be.
can't. I mean, how is she going to do that?
So
Well,
I guess it's got to
it's
be
Henry
multiple.
IV,
That
one
is
and two.
nature.
Yeah. Well,
That is by nature multiple
she can give you
choice.
the three plays, and if one of them is on there, I think that counts as 2 points.
Sure.
Well, Falstaff appears in Henry IV, one and two in The Merry Wives of Windsor.
Of course he does. The way they leave Merry Wives off in this quiz, and they
Yeah.
have Henry IV, one and two, but obviously you covered it, so
Yeah,
that is
she
two
just
for
knows.
you. Next,
Bitches are kicking ass.
we're almost done with this quiz. In which of Shakespeare's plays does the group of clowns Feste, Malvolio, Sir Toby Belch, and Sir Andrew Aguecheek appear?
It's about 11 days from now. 12th Yep. night.
Well done. Well done. That
I think
is
an extra point for, like,
the quip.
timeliness.
Creeping up on Lisa Ann.
The quip.
Okay. Last one of these of this particular quiz. Which play by Shakespeare opens with these words? If music be the food of love, play on.
God.
About 11 days from now.
Yes.
If
yes.
One night or what yes. you will.
Yes.
If
yes.
food yes. be the oh shit. Yes.
Yes.
All right. So that's,
Patrick
that's
starts to read, but he begins
if
with
love be the music of food.
So are we done with this quiz?
You are done. So Patrick has to read now, but it
all righty. My thing seems to be going to five, so I'm going to click on that and see if it opens.
Number five. All right.
And it does open. Uh-oh, we could not find that page.
All right,
so,
hold on. Let me see if I can, hold on. So,
no, I mean, that's what came up when I clicked
on.
No,
I know. If you copy, hold on, hold on.
I'll just go to six.
No, 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 no. Don't. I can just send you the link directly here.
All right.
I'm gonna
this gives
put,
me a chance to reload.
There you go.
All
so
right.
I'm going to put this in the chat, and you just have to click on the chat, Patrick. You know how to get there.
I do, in fact. All right. Let me. There's the chat.
We could just do that. You know, I could just put all the links into the chat when you tell
yeah,
me.
It's worked so far. So like, it's worked well so far.
Where is chat? Oh, fuck me. It went away.
It's the three dots.
There it is.
More.
Ladies
well,
and gentlemen,
sorry.
This is quality podcasting.
I'm sorry. Intercourse me. Okay, there we go. Start your quiz.
Tom oh, loves listening to the episodes where we're playing games and wasting.
All right. Here's an interesting quiz for you. Shakespeare. All right.
So it's Harper.
Who's up? It's Harper. When was Shakespeare born? And it is a multiple choice if you would like it.
Ooh. Wow. I mean, is this asking for a year or,
yeah.
or a day?
It is asking. No, it's asking for a year.
Okay. All right. Trying to do the math in my head.
I'll give you a clue. It starts with
no,
15.
Clues.
No, no need for a clue. No need for a clue.
She don't need your stinking clue.
I am going to take the multiple does. Choice though, because you know we're going to April 23rd.
All right, 1565, 1568, 1564, or 1563. You're right. That's a tough one.
1568.
All right. I will put that in, and it is submit my answer. Incorrect.
So, Owen, do you want to guess?
I do.
Because I
all righty.
Look it up.
April 23rd, 1564.
Yeah.
That
there
is correct.
Do I get a bonus point for that?
You absolutely.
Why not? What the hell?
I'm absolutely. So far behind at this point.
And anyway, it starts. It's your turn now anyway, Owen.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I have to visit the site now. Wait a minute. Okay. Are you smarter than a sixth grader?
No.
It's the only food that never spoke. Okay. This is really ridiculous. Okay. Wait a minute. I got to go back to this and hang on. Next. No, I don't want to visit the site. I just, oh, I guess I have to visit the site.
You don't have to visit the site.
I do have to visit the site.
You really don't.
It's like, okay, and
girls,
that's all of the shit.
You're both place. Pretty.
No, but I'm looking at it, Patrick. You don't have to visit the site.
What do I have to do?
You just click on the one you want, and then you scroll down, and you go submit my answer.
I did that, and it was incorrect. Good try. Oh, wait, next. Okay, it goes down
yes.
here. Okay, there we are. Never mind. All right. You're right. Okay. All right. You may never hear this again, Lisa Ann, but you're right and I'm wrong. And you have it recorded.
Oh, yes. I was going to say it's recorded for posterity.
So. I am wrong. I, Patrick Lawler, am wrong. And Lisa Ann Goldsmith is right. On this day of our Lord, December 26th, 2023. No.
Tens of people just heard that.
All right, are you ready? Are you ready for your first question or yes. second question?
Oh, is it me? Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it's you. Owen.
And now I figured out how to work this site, so I'm good. How many plays did Shakespeare write?
Well, that's subjective.
It is, and it's also multiple choice if you want it.
Why can't I get one of the cut and dried ones?
I know.
I mean, it depends on what you count. I'll forgo the multiple choice just for the hell of it, and I will say 35.
Not one of the multiple choice answers.
What do they give?
They give 46.
No.
No, that's not one either. They give 46, 37, 50, and 25.
Well, you could say it's 37, sure, but
I think that's fair. He can have that answer.
No. I guess 35. I was incorrect by their light, so I'm not claiming, but I'm just saying.
Out of those four answers, okay, those four answers, 46, 37, 50, and 25.
It would have to be 37.
Yeah, 37 is the only choice.
Yeah.
And that is correct.
Right.
So who gets the point? Nobody
gets that point.
No.
Yeah. All right.
I already threw it out there anyway.
All right. You know, yeah.
So we move on to me.
This is kind of a tough quiz. So next. Your rank moved up. Okay. Oh, Jesus, this is hard. I mean, it's not hard, but it's not fun. How many sonnets did Shakespeare write?
See.
Yeah.
That one I could answer.
I know
you. You could get this one.
I
with a smaller brain would never have got it.
I can, but I.
You can take the multiple choice.
You can. No, it is multiple choice if you want.
No, wait. I may have to, but I'm gonna ponder it for a minute.
When in disgrace with fortune men's eyes.
Just give me the numbers, God damn it.
Okay. It is 154, 101, 175, or 222.
Did you say 174 and 175? What did you say?
I did not. One or the other. 175. 154, 175, 101, 222.
154.
Yes.
Yep.
Correct.
I'm done, though, because I took the multiple choice.
Yeah, but yeah, that was good. All right.
I mean, you know, yeah.
Rhonda Harper?
Harper.
Yes.
Right.
So I have 20. Harper has 16. Owen has 4. Patrick has 4.
How many syllables?
I have Patrick at 7.
Okay. I have 7.
That worked. Yes.
Up to 7.
Yeah, Patrick's got 7.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Yes. Okay. How many actual lines of verse are there in Shakespeare's tragedies? No, it's that's not it.
What?
What?
That would be incredible.
That doesn't.
This is a little easier. It's who said, "O Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou Romeo?"
Yeah, that's a little easier.
That's a little easier. Fuck.
Although the other one does have me intrigued.
Like, yes, me does.
I would everything. Like to know now.
Julieta?
Do you don't want the multiple choice?
I do not.
You are correct. I'm not even going to look it up.
What was the answer? I'm sorry. What was the answer?
Juliet.
Oh, yes.
Juliet.
Juliet. Why are you Romeo? Not where are you? Why?
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you.
Right.
All right. Are you ready for this? This is okay. You're gonna put. Are you ready for this? Yeah, exactly. Put on your thinking cap because this is gonna be tough. After those first two, geez. All right. To be or not to be is a quote from
Hamlet, of which three of us got gifts this year.
That's right.
Yes.
So Harper and I are tied. We are tied.
The other one has been cast in it three times and not played it. All right. Yes. I'm, yeah.
And then, okay. And then the first quarto is to be or not to be, there's the point.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. There is one, I think it's in Romeo and Juliet, there's one of them, I think it's the second quarto that gives the Queen Mab speech to Benvolio. Yes.
That would change things a bit.
Yes. He actually jumps in and goes, Queen Mab, what is she? She is the fairy's midwife. And he goes on. And
it just keeps going.
Yeah. I have never gotten to play that Benvolio. Okay.
Right, nobody has.
For Harper.
All right.
And nobody should.
All right, Harper, you're still going. Yep. And you're actually getting the really tough questions. So where was Shakespeare born?
Oh, fuck me.
Right?
I don't believe that's correct.
Well, no, that's not the answer. But that's how it all started. But
obviously, right next to the Forest of Arden in Stratford, England.
More specific?
Stratford-upon-Avon?
Yes.
You're absolutely right. There are multiple Stratford, Englands.
Oh, I know.
Absolutely correct.
Well, the other answers, just you know, in case you wanted to go with the multiple choice, are Italy, Venice, New York, or Stratford-upon-Avon.
I choose New York. My answer.
Be a fucking not to be.
What? To be and not to be.
Is that a question? All right, let me see. Oh, I gotta put. I have to actually have to put it in and submit the answer. Okay, there. I can't believe I have to submit that. Okay, here we go. Okay. The movie Shakespeare in Love is a true story, true or false?
Oh, come on!
Wow.
I know, right? Okay, I'm hurting here. I get like, you know, what is the, you know, anyway.
I mean, Tom Stoppard would love for it to have been true and he had a time machine and gone back and seen the whole thing, but easily false.
All right. Okay. I don't know if I agree, but okay, good.
So what do we do on a true or false?
I think you keep going.
Yeah, I think it's not multiple choice.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
But this, by its nature,
or does she get 1 point or 2 points?
How 2 points? You know 2 points. What I mean?
Right.
Oh yeah, it's true or false.
Point, I mean, keep going.
I mean, it's a cheap one, but yeah, I give her 2 points.
Okay, I've done so.
I mean, hell, I'm going to lose anyways. It's between you guys.
this next one's my last one, right? And then it must pass on.
I believe so, yes.
Yeah.
And I don't know exactly how to do it. I think this is multiple choice by nature anyway. However, I don't know if there's multiple answers to this, but which of the following words were invented by Shakespeare? Assassination, puke, bump, distort.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah, I like all of them. Use
this
all
is
of them.
A weird sentence. Quiz. It goes from relatively difficult to ridiculously easy.
I would puke by the assassination when I distorted everything and bumped you over the ledge. yes, assassination, puke, bump, distort.
Oh, I've only got two that are even in my running here, but he invented so many words that. I'm going to go with puke because I love the word.
That's what I would guess.
I love the word puke too. And I don't see the answer. What? Oh, wait, let me find out.
Okay.
That's what I thought. Oh, wait a minute.
May I
okay.
Guess? May I
guess? This is not, okay, this is not. This is weird, because I must say there are multiple answers.
Well, I was going to guess.
Oh!
To which puke is one.
Woo!
So, there are two more.
There are two more. Love it.
What you should
Love
say
it.
Is which of the following words were not invented?
Yes.
Let's go with that, because There are three that were, and I'll give you the clue that puke is one of them.
Assassination is another one.
It is. Yes. I knew that.
Those were my two that I was going with because I was pretty sure on both of them, but didn't know there were multiple.
What were the other two,
Patrick? Bump and distort.
Bump and distort. So the other one's going to be bump. Distort is.
I think it's distort.
Rooted in, I don't. Might be, but like you know, distort is rooted in Latin.
Yeah. I say give her three because you got all three of them. So hey! There you go. Assassination, puke, and bump.
So is that three more? So now I have Harper currently at 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. So is that 28?
Yeah, I don't know. Just fucking give her 50.
All right, 28 for Harper.
The fact that you got all of those, that's pretty amazing. Okay, but we got to move on now to Owen, I guess?
Yes.
Yes, Owen. Questions to Owen.
All right. How many times is the word horse mentioned in Shakespeare?
What the fuck? I mean, seriously, am I getting hosed here? What is happening?
All right, okay. I think I read it wrong. I think I read it wrong. Wait, let me reread it.
Oh God! Oh stop!
A horse, my kingdom for a horse is a quote from
Richard the Third.
Much more.
Finally, finally, an easy one.
2 points.
2 points.
Oh Jesus!
Though once again, I am now curious how many times horse appears in Shakespeare.
We actually did that. We were doing.
What is that book? Yeah.
We did that on an animal. On a well, animal Shakespeare or beastly Shakespeare.
Shakespeare Gazetteer, isn't it? That has those things like the word horse is mentioned 572 times or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, we'll look that up because I do have that information.
Isn't that a thing though?
Yeah, there's like a gazetteer or something. It's called. I don't know about the gazetteer. Maybe that's the thing. The compendium.
The compendium.
Yeah, you can look up words, and it will tell you exactly like the specific plays it's in. I don't know if it gives you a straight up count.
I think it does.
But easily, you could just like boom, 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 boom down the list and see what they are. But maybe it does give you a numerical count.
The gazetteer is the same thing, but for like geography. So, okay. All right, here we go. Moving on to the next. Here we go. Okay. All right. I don't know if I really want to give you this. Okay. Men of few words are the best is a quote from
best.
And it's actually, it would, I'm just going to tell you that it would be easier to take the multiple choice because,
well, I'm going to have to.
Because one of the answers is none of the above.
I'm going to have to.
No.
Right. I hate it when they do none of the above on these things, but okay. It's King Richard III, Measure for Measure, Merry Wives of Windsor, or none of the above.
I'm going to go with none of the above.
That would be my guess.
Yeah.
I was feeling.
Oh, no, we are all wrong.
I was feeling Merry Wives.
You are feeling correct.
Wow.
It is Merry Wives of Windsor. I directed that play and I don't remember that line.
So I'm going to give an extra point to Harper.
Yes, please. And I think, how many have I asked? Does anybody know?
Nah.
You can stop at any time, Patrick.
Yeah. I'm not keeping track. I'll do one more and then that's it.
Okay.
And that's to Lisa Ann?
That would be to me, yeah.
All right. Oh Jesus Christ. Okay. Shakespeare died on it's a date that they want.
Oh man. So I am getting hosed.
So his bed is not an answer.
The second best bed?
Yes. It's the third best bed now.
April died on April 23rd, 1616. Although the parish register says 25th, doesn't it?
You're good. You're
it's
good.
23rd, but yeah.
That is correct, ma'am.
Okay, so now
yes, we all kind of knew it, but you know. Yeah.
The weird thing is that I'm supposed to continue being asked questions, but I'm the next quiz.
Why don't I continue to ask you questions until you...
Okay, that's a good idea.
And then we'll switch.
Good.
Does that work?
Yeah.
Because I have more here. It's just I don't like this quiz anymore. This quiz is either like super easy or ridiculous. Who was the ghost in Hamlet? And I'm going to need, wait a minute. There are a couple of different answers that could be given here. So I'll just leave it at that. I'll ask you the question. If you want the multiple choices, who was the ghost in Hamlet?
It was King Hamlet, Prince Hamlet's father.
Who was the... I'm giving you clues. You're right, but the way they're asking it is
kind the of previous king.
What are the choices? I mean, she's obviously got it right.
She's obviously right.
He got it right. We're going on with it. The choices are Claudius, Hamlet, King of Denmark, Queen of Denmark.
That's
well, it would be Hamlet, written. King of Denmark.
That is strangely written because I did say King Hamlet, Prince Hamlet's father.
Yeah, you're totally got it.
But the King of Denmark in that play is
in
not.
The play is Claudius.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yes.
They say King of Denmark. So there you go.
That's just
fuck
stupid.
Them. Next question.
Email some bullshit.
Okay, it's another one that you will love. Who called Shakespeare an upstart crow? Do you want the...
Yes.
Robert Laffan?
Yeah.
Annette Joliana? Robert Greene? Or Lucrence?
Robert Greene.
Correct.
I don't even have to look this up. Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
All right, so I'm
correct. Keep going.
26.
Ah, but that was multiple choice, though.
I have you at I have you at 23.
No, I have 26.
Is it 26?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
And Harper has 29.
Yes, I have Harper at 29.
And you have 6, and Patrick has 7.
That's what I have.
Okay.
Jesus because I Christ. Keep getting questions like,
how many horses are in Shakespeare? Right.
Yeah, that's right. That's
all right. So I read.
What is the significance of illustrate Master of the Revels?
I'm going to go to number 16.
Okay.
And what? Maybe what?
Whose turn is it?
Well,
by order, it's me.
It's Harper, yeah.
Okay. Oops.
Hold on. Let me try to get this opening, this website open. Here we go. Okay. All right. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. So, this is an opening lines quiz.
Sounds promising.
All right, opening lines quiz.
What play is this the opening line to? Hello? There we are. When shall we three meet again?
Again. Thunder, lightning, or in rain. When the hurly-burly's done. When the battle's lost and won.
You're just quoting it all over the place, aren't you?
On the heath to meet Macbeth.
That's correct.
Angels and ministers of grace.
Grace defend us. Yeah.
Next
question. So I'm just going to leave for a half hour. I'll be back.
Next question. What play is this the opening line to? Now is the winter of our discontent made glorious summer by this son of York.
Richard III.
That is correct.
Do you know the Red Green show and the... Now is the winter of our discount tent.
Oh, God. Two two households, both alike in dignity, in fair Verona, where we lay our scene.
Romeo and Juliet.
Jesus. Yeah, and then they'll get to... I get to go, oh, and it'll be like, who is the fourth 35
by my count.
Me too.
Okay. All right. Opening line. Tush, never tell me. I take it much unkindly that thou, Iago, who hast had my purse as if the strings were thine, shouldst know of this.
Come on. The first three words of that are enough.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
The first word is enough. Jeez. Yes,
it really is. Splad! that's the response. Othello.
Yes.
Tush.
He's wiping.
Tush. I believe that's Tush.
We can go with Tush. I mean,
I like Tush better.
It would make him a little bit more interesting.
Yeah, exactly.
Tush.
Opening line.
Opening line.
Number 5. Now, fair Hippolyta. Our nuptial hour draws on pace.
You know what?
The King of Hearts.
I concede.
Yeah. Give it just.
You're not allowed to.
No. There's no mercy rule.
That's right. It's all right.
A Midsummer Night's Dream.
That's right.
Also, I think it's also the first line from The King of Hearts.
Anyway, opening line. Oh, for a muse of fire.
At least they only give that much.
They don't. They give all the way through swelling scene, but I...
Oh, jeez.
Oh, the death of Henry V. Oh,
God. Correct.
That would offend.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35,
41. Well, that ends my turn.
And I feel like the 49ers. Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did I say that out loud? Sorry. Did you watch the game yet?
I'll go on to Owen.
On to Owen.
Question number 7. Opening line. As I remember, Adam, it was upon this fashion bequeathed to me, but by will, but pour 1,000 crowns. Add
what,
a thousand.
What is ass you lick it?
yes.
It I'd say that's close it. Enough. Mm-hmm.
That is correct. Ah. Question number 8. So shaken as we are, so wan with care, find we a time for frighted peace to pant and breathe short-winded accents of new broils to be commenced in strands of far remote.
Oh, which number?
Yeah.
Oh, and you do not have the luck of the draw this time around. You
I'm going to say, what is, which number? I'm going to say, what is Henry VI part 3?
That is not on the list. So I'm going to give you this. I'm going to give you the ones and you get to answer. Henry the Fourth part 1, Richard the Second, Henry the Eighth, or Julius Caesar.
Henry 4-1?
Henry 4?
Yeah.
Is that your answer?
No, hold on. Henry 4-1, Julius Caesar, Henry the Eighth.
Henry the Eighth and Richard the Second.
Ooh.
Wow.
That's a hard one.
I suddenly don't know the first line of Richard
the Second. I will say Richard the Second.
Sorry.
It's Henry 4-1.
Is it Henry 4-1? Fuck.
I'm pretty sure.
That shows you how much I was paying attention to the court scenes when I played a Falstaff.
It is.
Yeah, it's 4-1.
All right,
I was in that too. I don't remember that. Fuck.
Patrick.
Okay.
We're on to Patrick. Opening line. In delivering my son from me, I bury a second husband.
Come on. What the fuck, man? Okay, I know this one.
And sadly, I don't.
It's actually not that easy, but I know this one.
And say it again, please.
In delivering my son from me, I bury a second husband.
Oh, Jesus. I'm embarrassed, but I'm going to ask for the
multiple choice.
Multiple choice.
All's well that ends well. Much Ado About Nothing, Cymbeline, Antony and Cleopatra.
All's Well.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I yeah. only as know soon that as you because said I directed it. That one.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean anything.
So so it goes on to me, which means we need a new quizmaster, which means
it would it goes on to Harper now. No, it goes on to Harper. We switch over
yes,
you.
Yes, that's right.
That's what we've been, yeah.
Yeah, that was the rules at the beginning, but.
Okay, so Harper, question 10. I think that I don't know how many questions are in this, so it may be the last one. Okay, I come no more to make you laugh. Things now that bear a weighty and a serious brow, sad, high, and working, full of state and woe, such noble scenes as draw the eye to flow, we now present.
Ooh. Well, let's take the multiple choice. I'm pretty sure I know it, but
multiple
it's
choice.
Good to give other people a chance.
Henry the Sixth, Part Two, Coriolanus, Julius Caesar, Henry the Eighth.
Read it again.
Henry the Sixth, Part Two.
No, the quote.
Oh, sorry. I come no more to make you laugh. Things now that bear a weighty and a serious brow, sad, high, and working, full of state and woe, such noble scenes as draw the eye to flow, we now present.
Henry 6:2.
That is incorrect. So, Owen, do you have a guess?
Oh, sure. What are the other three?
Coriolanus, Julius Caesar, and Henry the Eighth.
It's not Julius Caesar. It's a wild guess. I'll say, what is Henry the Eighth?
Correct. So you get an extra point.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
And it's your turn anyway.
Oh.
Okay. Opening line. This is a good quiz. I wonder how the king escaped our hands.
Wouldn't be that. Maybe. Okay. Once again, you know what? Give me the multiple choice.
Are you sure?
No, you know what? I'm so far behind. I might as well guess. Once again, I will guess. What is Henry 6:3?
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I was pretty sure that was
nice,
right.
Yeah,
I'm
pretty sure.
Who? It has to be a sequel. It had to be kings escaping.
So you're in
something with hands.
Well, did Joan?
Good job.
All right, next one. Opening line. Noble patricians, patrons of my right, defend the justice of my cause with arms, and countrymen, my loving followers, plead my successive title with your swords. I am his firstborn son that was the last that wore the imperial diadem of Rome.
What is Titus Andronicus?
Correct.
Fucking A right.
Saturninus.
That's right. Oh, well, that was the end of this quiz.
Okay.
So that means...
So it moves to me for...
That means Harper has to ask.
And what number would you like, Harper?
Going to the document. We're going to go with 17.
Sweet. Love it.
That's characters the best number lines. Ever.
17.
Mm-hmm.
How old I was when I first did Shakespeare.
Oh.
Oh, nice. I think I might have been around that, 16, 17.
Officially, yes.
Yeah, I was like in an actual production. Yeah.
Well, in a competition, but yeah.
Oh.
I think I was 15, and it was the only time I ever played a king.
That surprises me. You have king like written all over you.
I never played a king ever again, but I did play poor little Eddie Five.
Really? Wow.
All right.
So we're doing the character lines one. Yeah, Harper?
Which
Okay.
Shakespeare, on The Guardian, which
Yeah.
Shakespeare characters speak these lines quiz?
All right, it's Owen.
All right, Owen.
I'll be back tomorrow.
Yes, the first one for Owen. Come not between the dragon and his wrath.
Who is Lear?
Correct.
2 points. Oh,
2 points.
15.
Number two. Oh, what a noble mind is here o'erthrown.
Who is Ophelia?
Correct. Number three. Thy crown does sear mine eyeballs.
Wow.
Don't know that one.
Okay, is there a multiple choice here?
There is a multiple
I
choice.
will have to go for it.
To the multiple choice, Timon, Coriolanus, Macbeth.
Oh, only three.
Only three.
Crown to sear mine eyeballs. Well, there isn't a crown in that. Jeez. I will perforce say Timon.
It is not Timon.
So it's got to be a
Yeah.
Coriolanus.
This says it is Macbeth.
Is it the Mackers, really?
It is?
My crown
What?
doth sear mine
What?
eyeballs.
I don't know that quote. Do any of you?
Hold
I've
on.
directed the show
I'm
three
looking it
times, but it
up
doesn't
right
feel
now.
right.
I don't know. I know.
I might call
Hold
bullshit
on.
on that.
I am too. Hold on. I'm looking it up.
Act four, scene one, Macbeth.
Act four,
Thy
scene
crown does
one.
sear mine eyeballs and thy hair, thou other gold-bound brow, is like the first.
That's absolutely
During
right.
the it's during the parade of kings.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh,
During the parade of
yeah,
kings.
that. Okay, that's why. Okay. God. All right.
All right. So,
Goodness.
Patrick.
All right. Let's get this over with.
You picked up quite a bit there, though.
Not bad, Owen.
To Patrick, I will not lend thee a penny.
Oh shit, I know this. Oh, I will not lend thee a penny. Oh, Shylock?
I think that's right. That has to be right. No.
Say Shylock.
Yes, that's what I would say.
I love your choice. That is incorrect.
Oh, is it Antonio?
It is one master, Falstaff.
Wow.
Oh, from. Oh, wait, is it from
Henry.
Merry Wives? Or is it from Henry?
I don't think it's from the Henrys. I
I
don't
think
think
it's from
so.
Mary. It's got. I think it's from Merry Wives.
Because now I think I remember it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Boy.
All right, so my
Yeah.
turn. I've done
On
Shakespeare
to Lisa
before.
Ann.
I'm just
Yeah.
admitting.
And to give more proof to the hosing of the gentlefolk on the for
Wow.
Lisa Ann, number five. A plague of both your houses.
Oh shit. Could it be Mercutio?
Might be Mercutio.
Maybe.
It is indeed.
Next.
Next for Lisa Ann is whispering nothing.
Ooh, some of these are pretty good.
This is a very good one.
It's not bad.
And I knew this one, but it's a
It's not bad.
great. Yeah.
I'm gonna take a mad stab at this.
Love it.
Is whispering nothing. I think it's Leontes talking to Hermione about what's his name.
You are correct. It is Leontes, the Winter's Tale.
That was a mad stab. I'm like, it's not Othello, but it sounds like a guy bitching to a woman about cheating on somebody that she's not cheating with.
Yeah.
This is okay. Unpopular opinion. I think Hermione did do that. I think she did sleep with Blake's and Ames.
She slept with all of them. Yeah. Jeez, heck yeah.
I think Leontes is 100% correct. I don't care what that oracle says.
Are you kidding? She slept with the fucking bear.
Harper has 41. I currently have 30. And continuing.
And continuing.
Patrick has 4.
No, Patrick has 8.
Oh.
All right. Number 7 on this quiz. This above all else. Let me say that right. This above all, to thine own self be true.
Could that be Polonius?
It would be Polonius. It would be indeed. Next one up. We will have rings and things and fine array.
Okay. Another stab in the dark. Another stab in the dark. I'm caught between two. I'm going to say Petruchio in Taming of the Shrew.
You would be correct. That is correct.
Who's the other one?
You married a Sunday.
Benedict.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Who said it?
Oh, yeah, no. No,
that's not. He's not like that.
It's right before the name of the damn musical.
Mm-hmm.
Next,
is there a murderer here? No. Yes, I am.
Richard the Third.
Absolutely.
So Harper, I'm Patrick. I don't think you've heard my theory about this. That speech.
Mm-hmm.
My theory is that is Shakespeare's first soliloquy.
Oh.
I kind of
Richard
agree.
The Third?
Sorry, we talked about that.
That's my
theory.
I kind
of agree, yeah.
There's nobody else there. I remember somebody contested me by saying, well, what about Clarence? And I'm like, that's not even a monologue. He's talking to Brackenberry.
Literally. Yeah, he's having a conversation,
I think that speech is Shakespeare's first clunky ass attempt at a soliloquy, and that it's wooden and it's not very good. I mean, it's kind of fun, but it's not. It has none of the sophistication of later soliloquies.
Well,
but I
except
think it's his first attempt at a real soliloquy. That's my theory.
Well, then, what about Now Is the Winter of Our Discontent?
That's not well. That's such a direct address to the audience in a way that soliloquies are, but it's not internal.
Okay.
Internalized.
So it's more like more of a narration.
Yeah, it's more of a
direct address.
It absolutely is.
A soliloquy by nature is internal.
An internalization. All right, in that case, I agree.
Because that's the play for me. Where Shakespeare is finally separating himself or trying to from Marlowe. And, you know, Marlowe didn't know shit about internalization. And Shakespeare kind of invents that. And, you know, he's got to do it somewhere. So Now Is the Winter of Our Discontent.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Is a better speech, but it's not a soliloquy.
No, it's kind of.
My counter argument is always going to come back to, I, Edward, will use women honorably. Would that he were withered from Henry 6-3. It's still the same character. You know, it's Richard, Duke of Gloucester, but it's the play before. And he has this full meandering thing of just like, I want to be content. And then he's just like, that's never going to work for me. But you're not wrong. It is still direct address. But
that's still, to me, it's still direct address. And, sure. and you know, the nightmare speech or whatever you want to call it is completely internal.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think it's his first syllable. I mean, obviously, it's arguable and it's subjective.
I'll say it's deciding what determines a soliloquy.
Yeah, I think yeah. I think given your rules, I think you're right. You know, I think that's true, and it makes perfect sense. You know,
because
a timeline makes sense.
A soliloquy is to me is a different thing from a monologue.
Agreed.
Oh yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
So what distinguishes a soliloquy to me, I would argue, is that it's in that it's the is the internalization of it. Anyway, that's just my theory.
All right. Theory recorded.
The brontosaurus is
what is my
small
next
on one end, much larger in the middle, and it's small again on the other end.
All right. Last
that's
question.
My theory.
Okay, so this is my last question since the
this is oh, okay. also the last question on the quiz. So we will be shifting.
Okay.
Oh, beware, my lord, of jealousy.
Iago.
Yeah. Easy, yes.
All right. So the next
the beast
quiz master is Owen.
Makes two backs.
Oh, so I'm quizzing, am I?
Yes.
And you're quizzing me.
All righty. So let us go. Why do we not with number one?
What are the scores at the moment? Not that scores make any difference.
I have Harper at 5, 10, 15, 20, 20, 30,
35, 46. 40, I have 10, 15, 20, 20, 30, 35, 41 I have.
Oh, 40, is it 41? 41 to Lisa Ann's 36.
Correct. And I have Owen at 17 and Patrick at 8.
We're playing as a team now. So we've got 25.
Okay. This is very specific. This
is it?
This is a much ado about nothing quiz.
Oh, all right.
All right. So, we have quiz one, beginner, and quiz two, intermediate.
Oh, I think we go intermediate. I remember these, and I thought we would go intermediate.
Okay. So we're going intermediate.
Yeah.
So, question one. What does Benedict send the boy off to fetch at the start of Act Two, Scene Three? And there are, of course, multiple choices.
A book.
That is correct.
Sweet.
And they're already done.
Right.
You're already, sir.
Next. To which character does the following line belong? I'd rather be a canker in a hedge than a rose in his grace.
Don John.
Don John.
What a good villain. What a good villain.
And what a great performance in the movie.
Oh.
Playing dealing.
Yes. Oh.
What is the name of the friar who helps to hide Hero's secret?
Oh. 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 Oh.
I don't think that's
Friar Francis.
Ding, 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 ding. That is correct.
Yes.
So that is, wait, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35. Oh, wait, I'm putting these in the wrong place. Wrong. Lisa ends at 36.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25,
30, 35, 43.
And
no, that's 47.
45, 45.
Is it 45? 5, 10, yeah. 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45. Okay.
45?
So we are within striking distance of a winner.
That's right.
Ooh.
Next. What does Beatrice claim happened when she was born?
Oh.
It's actually one of my favorite lines in all of the canon.
Please give me the multiple choice.
The multiple choices are the moon was full, a volcano erupted, or a star danced.
A star danced.
You are correct.
That I was born.
All right. So she is 46 and it moves on to Patrick.
Patrick.
Oh, it moves on to me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because she took the multiple choice.
Oh, okay. Bring it.
So wait, how many is that for Harper?
46.
46.
46. Wow. Okay. So Patrick is next.
Yes.
Still in intermediate Much Ado. What is the name of Hero's mother?
We've talked about this many times, Owen.
Oh, my God. I've done this play five times, and I don't know this.
Well, you can take the multiple choice.
Fuck! What are you doing? I'm taking the multiple choice. Jesus.
Is Hero's mother Volumnia, Isabella, or Inogen?
Inogen. Yes.
Correct.
Oh,
that is correct.
That's right. Ah,
but it moves on to me.
Yes,
it does move on to
goody.
You.
I got up to 9. All right, go ahead.
Hold on a second. Yes, hold on.
What?
I'm just seeing how this. It's just a very weird interface here. Okay. Lisa Ann,
yes.
Which of the following is Benedict not accused of during the gulling scene?
Okay.
Having a contemptible spirit.
Yeah, this has to be it. Yeah.
Having some sparks of wit or being proud and scornful?
Being proud and scornful.
See, this is what's weird. It like doesn't.
Oh, is that the one where you have to take it to get all the answers?
Yeah, you got to answer.
Just whip through them and then a page should come up, I think. Because I looked at how these work. I think a page comes up at the end, which tells you what your score is.
Okay.
But it shows the right and wrongs.
Okay. So I have to do 4 more.
No, just put them all in and then
ask
them. Yeah.
Gotcha. I got you. Hold on, please. Hold, please.
I think you're correct, though.
Okay. So, view score. Yes, you're right. That is how this works. Okay, which of the following is... So your answer was being proud and scornful?
Correct.
You are correct.
Okay.
Beatrice. Yeah.
So, going on.
Mm-hmm.
Whose wedding gown is compared to Hero's and judged to be 10 times the lesser?
I'm going to need the multiple choice for this.
The answers are, is it Beatrice, is it Hero's mother, or is it the Duchess of Milan?
The Duchess of Milan?
You are correct.
Mm-hmm.
What is the missing word in the following line?
Wait.
I'm done because I took multiple choice. So that's
okay. So yes, you did.
So
this is Harper.
Yes.
Harper.
Where to go?
What is the missing word in the following line? Blank is constant in all other things save in the office and affairs of love. Yes, that's a good answer as Harper is pouring some more.
The missing word?
The missing word in the following line. Quote, blank is constant in all other things save in the office and affairs of love.
But you can take multiple choice if you so choose.
I know. If I take multiple choice, I'm going to get it. But I think I know it. Friendship.
You are correct. Nice. Nicely done.
2 points to go.
5, 10, 15, 20,
20. So, this could be for the win.
48 for the win.
Could be for the win.
Of what does Benedict accuse Claudio when he offers him a challenge?
Oh, come on. You got this.
I mean, I do have this. But I mean, I'm not sure what the answers that they're asking for.
That's true.
I'll say, thou art a villain. I make no jest.
What does he accuse Claudio? What does he accuse Claudio when he offers him a challenge?
Of what does he accuse Claudio? Well, let me think for a moment.
Well, this could go a lot of different ways.
No, it's straight up in the lines.
No, it is, but...
Now yeah. I'm trying to think back to the line.
This could be game or one to game.
Yes. I'm going to... I am four glasses in. I will take the multiple choice.
Excellent. Does he accuse Claudio of having no beard, of slandering Beatrice, or killing Hero?
It's killing Hero.
Yes.
You are correct.
All right. So, all right. Nine.
But we have a stay of execution for the rest of us.
Oh, good. Well, here, if I can run the table now.
I have one more question on the
quiz. To Patrick.
Patrick, which of Don John's companions accuses Dogberry of being an ass?
That would be Conrad.
That is correct.
Nice.
You are an ass.
So now we must move on to another quiz. Do I keep going?
Yes, you move on to another quiz, but you keep going.
All right. So now we're going logically to number two, which is from our neighbor to the north, Canada,
right,
where they have troubles, at least very few.
Yeah, was the fourth Canadian actor to play Baronio in...
I would copy the link and put it in to... It doesn't seem to be working very well, so I would copy the whole link and then paste it. Ah, that works, yeah.
All right. So, Patrick, are you ready?
Sure, why not?
In what century was William Shakespeare active as a playwright?
I would say the 17th.
Is that your final answer?
Well, this is kind of...
Is that your final answer?
Wait a minute. No. Hang on just a second. He did in the 1500s. He did a couple in the 17th, but no, it's the 16th century. So that's the final answer.
But he said...
Yes,
but he said he did a couple in the 17th century.
So, but then he said...
Definitely.
So your final answer?
He was most active in the 16th century.
But...
He definitely did some in the 17th century.
So he's got the right answer, Owen. It's only fair.
Yeah. Okay.
So, he did it in the 1500s and 16, a few in the 1600s.
That is certainly correct. They just phrased this really stupidly.
How did they phrase
it? In what century? Their multiple choice answers are 15th century, 16th century, 17th century, and B and C.
Oh, so, well, all right.
That's B and C.
You get two answers.
B and C.
Yes.
Check
B and C. Oh, well. Okay, give me the 2 points.
The dates of Shakespeare's life put him firmly in the middle of which musical period?
Interesting.
Oh,
God, I'm bad at music.
Well, you can tell. I mean, you can take the multiple choice.
I know, but I'm so far behind at this point. Just go ahead and give me the fucking multiple choice.
So the multiple choice, your choice.
Sorry, I'm swearing, ladies and gentlemen out there.
Oh, God. This is a fucking podcast called It's Shakespeare, You Dick.
Sure.
And I just got a bad review on Apple for my inappropriate language.
Oh, that's right. He did.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that's the kind of thing you frame and you put it on the wall and you celebrate that.
So your choices for musical period are A, medieval, B, Renaissance, C, Baroque, and D, Classical.
I'm going to... I just don't know my music. I'm horrible. I originally thought Baroque, but I'm going to say Renaissance.
You are correct.
Sweet.
Yeah, Baroque's like 100 years later.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But that's the first... See, I'm so musically inept. I mean, ask Owen. He's trying to teach me Mozart during Red.
But we move on to me.
Yes, we move on to you.
Yes.
Okay.
But I think I broke double digits now.
You did. You have 12.
Woohoo!
All right. In addition to writing plays, William Shakespeare was also... You're probably going to need to take
a very good painter.
Well, I mean, let me say all the things he was, right? He was a poet. He ran the theater. So, you know, and he had a pub. So he was a businessman. He was an actor. He was a property owner.
You covered it.
It sounds like
you could do a whole apartment one afternoon, two boats.
I don't think we have proof that he owned a pub, but he was a successful businessman. The way they put it here is they give you these choices. You've obviously answered it already. A poet who wrote over 150 sonnets, an actor who performed for royalty, C, a successful businessman, D, A and B, E, A, B, and C. And you obviously got it. So yeah.
It's definitely A, B, and C.
Yes.
The sharers definitely owned the pub. It was underneath the theater.
Yes.
But Hemings ran it.
Well, and Shakespeare's birthplace was turned into a pub many years later.
But he was a great dancer too, and we just don't.
Well, not Joel as good
was
as
a better
him.
Dancer than Churchill.
Yes.
How many plays do we know that Shakespeare wrote? We sort of had this before.
We did.
Yeah, but I think that's still did, debatable.
I think it's dumb too, but
it's dumb and debatable because we thought. Yeah. Because like some of those plays were written with him and other people.
Yes,
it's definitely.
It's a stupid himself. Question, but it's been asked.
Well, then I'm going to take the multiple choice.
A, 11, B, 26, C, 32, D, 37.
Okay, so the last one said 37, but that was Shakespeare and other people. So I'm going to say 32 just for shits and giggles.
And you'll be wrong because it's going with
no,
the 37
they're saying,
number.
They are saying correct. This clue. This,
I love that answer.
This is incorrect. However, there may have been more plays that were lost. So you get that another point there.
Only a point, though. 5, 10.
But now we move
and
on.
It moves on.
So I have 43. Okay.
This is Patrick.
So now Patrick reads clues. Yes.
Oh, yeah, so Patrick gives clues. Oh.
Oh, yes. Patrick gives clues. So I don't. Okay. Fine.
No, you're done because
I'm done. Done, baby. Done.
Oh, wait. No. We've. Yes. What? Because you asked enough questions already. You had to go on because you were in the middle of somebody that had to keep
that's right.
Yeah.
So I'm actually completely like, yeah. All right.
So what number are you doing, Patrick?
I'm looking for a really hard one.
You better, because I only need a point to win, and I'm giving
are you up?
I'm up.
All right. So I like this one that says, things Harper knows nothing about.
For 1,000, Alex.
Yeah. This is Trivia Whiz. This is number 20.
Number 20.
No, actually, I don't know what any of this is. Wait, have we done number 20 yet?
We have not done number 20.
No. Oh, Jesus. You know what? Harper, you just win. Okay, I'm not even going to ask these. These are ridiculous.
So fine.
Well, you have to ask her final question.
Portia is the heroine of which Shakespeare play? That's the hard one of the two that I see.
Sure.
Othello. Do you want...
I'm just giving it to... No, of course it's Merchant of Venice, but, you know, if we want to keep going... No, it's
no I don't.
No, we're playing 50. Playing almost 2 hours.
I think he said Othello. I think we need... Oh, no, it's the Moose.
Oh, it's the Merchant.
The only thing is the... It's the Merchant of Verence.
Verence.
My only caveat is that that play has no heroine.
Well, that's true.
I agree with that. I
you need heroine to watch that play.
Awful, awful people in that play.
But no. So no, Harper is the winner.
Harper is the winner. Woo!
Our long national nightmare is over.
Oh, God, that's so fun. I don't think I've laughed that hard in a long time.
It's almost 7 o'clock, so we've been playing for a quarter.
Jesus Christ.
I could do this for hours.
Oh, God, yeah.
Well, I wanted to, we got to close up, and I wanted to, of course, thank Brian Linden once again for letting us. Did you read that, Owen?
I did.
For what?
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
Always
for what?
Lets us know that the things we forget in Shakespeare, in our episodes about Shakespeare, and we forgot on our clerical Shakespeare, we forgot the Abbot of Westminster. Carlyle gives an impassioned speech against Bolingbroke's ascension of the throne, for which the Earl of Northumberland arrests him on high treason and leaves him in the custody of Westminster until his trial date. So we forgot that.
Keeping us honest.
The Bishop of Carlisle and Richard II, and then
how could you have forgotten
the Abbot of Westminster? So thank you, Brian, for keeping us honest.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
And of course, guys, don't forget to visit our website at www.thebrianlinden.com. What is it again?
Thebardcastdudick.com.
Right. That's what I thought. Woo-hoo! And a great way to support the pod, if you are so inclined, is to become a subscriber. And of course, in which case you will receive swag and our unending love.
That's right. And for those of you that have written and requested swag, I swear to God, it's going out this week.
Yeah, so, it's the holidays, people. Yes. So it's been a little crazy.
That's right. So Amelia, look out for that. Yeah. Awesome. And Becky, look out for yours too. Anything else?
Look out for your swag.
That's right. Look out for your swag. It's coming. I swear to God.
You can also
I swear
support.
That there is no God.
You can support our charities, Broadway Cares, Equity Fights AIDS, and the Entertainment Fund now?
Entertainment Community Fund.
Community Fund.
Yes.
These things change. I can't keep up.
Who can? All right. So everybody, I'm going to say, and remember, and we're all going to say, it's Shakespeare, you dick. Are we all ready? We're going to fuck
dick
this
singular,
up early,
no plural today? Wait.
No, we're going to go with a single dick for the closing.
Said the actress to the bishop. Dick.
That's right. And remember,
it's Shakespeare.
You
dick.
That was terrible.
The preceding podcast was a production of Country Matters Incorporated, copyright 2023, all rights reserved.